This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to A First Growth in Food News, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back and Happy New Year. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and happy to be starting out the new year with you this morning. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, who doesn't love German-style cookies from old-world family recipes? And when you combine that with an entrepreneur who is taking advantage of the new cottage food laws that are in California that allow home chefs to prepare certain foods for resale. But, of course, there are sanitation requirements, there are licensing requirements. This can't be done off the cuff. A great example and a nice little success story that's continuing to grow is the Zimt Bakery in Long Beach, again, doing these delicious German-style cookies adapted from these old-world family recipes. And the baker-in-chief, it's a little bit of a career change for her, is Elena Tompert, and it is a pleasure to welcome Elena to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Good morning, Happy New Year, and welcome.
Hi, Andy. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Now, were you baking last night?
Oh, my gosh, always.
Now, Elena, you have to tell us that in terms of the Zimt Bakery, you know, this is really kind of a passion project, a second effort, if you will. In real life, what is your area of specialization?
Absolutely. So, as you mentioned, baking is a hobby that's recently turned into a bit of a side gig with Zimt Bakery, but by day, I'm actually a budding architect at Studio 111, also a local architecture firm here in Long Beach.
Wow. Now, how long, because I know the baking of cookies started as a hobby for you, was this something that you originally did with your mother and grandmother? Give us a little bit of the backstory here, because I know there's a story.
Sure. So my youngest baking memory is probably making German holiday cookies with my mom. And I think those were recipes from her side of the family. So both my mom and dad are German. So there's family recipes and traditions on both sides of the family. And so it kind of started like that with, you know, kneading the butter into the dough with my little hands, getting to know how to make them. And I think that kind of turned into like baking themed birthday presents for probably the rest of my life. Neighbors, you know, would gift me kids' cookbooks, and I'd always ask for a specific cooking gadget that I wanted. So it definitely was always a passion that kind of budded in college into stress baking, as I like to call it.
Yes.
I'm sure we're all familiar with that. So during finals week, when I was done with my work, I would turn to the kitchen to decompress and spend 18 hours baking cookies for all my friends.
Very therapeutic, and, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was. It was. You know, other people might think it's crazy, but for me, it's really definitely therapeutic and comforting to spend some time in the kitchen. Then with my grandma, my oma on my dad's side, she was actually the one who always baked these amazing holiday treats and mailed them to us in California every year. And she had always about 20 different kinds of unique Glitzle, as she called them. And they're basically these like itty-bitty cookies of all kinds of flavors with nuts and jam and chocolate and powdered sugar. And as she always said, lots of butter, right? Made with love and more butter.
Hear, hear.
And
it's a natural product.
Of course. It's got to be good for you. It comes from the cow. So,
and we love our cows.
Yeah. So basically what we've tried to do with Zimt is take some of these original recipes from my Oma Doris that I inherited after her passing and use those as kind of a jumping point for myself to kind of integrate some of the flavors from my childhood, flavors that I love, and kind of modernize those. So we have two different lines of cookies. We have our holiday cookies, which have just ended for the season. They'll be coming back around next year, or I suppose this year. Now we're in 2021 already.
Second day, yes.
Right. Those are the Glitzlet. So those are our holiday cookies, where we actually take Omar Douglas's recipes and present them to you. With some twists, but really keeping that more traditional. Then with our Plätzchen, those are our kind of year-round heart-shaped cookies that we do seasonal flavors with. So that's where I really get to have my fun and do something for different holidays or different seasons and kind of play around with the flavors and be constantly inventing something new and bringing you guys the freshest and best modern take on this German cookie that I can.
Now, you did, just as an example of your creativity, because you can pipe icing on the heart-shaped cookies, and you get very creative. When the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed, you did a tribute cookie to her. Tell us about that one, because I think that's very emblematic of your creativity and what you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the idea after the justice's passing. I definitely wanted to do something to honor her. So we took our chocolate Plätzchen, which is it's kind of this rich, fudgy cookie. It's really dark, so emblematic of her justice's robes, right? And piped on there with a sweet glaze, these different collars, basically, over the cookie. So her lace collar, her dissent collar, her majority opinion collar. I kind of tried to type all different ones. I was doing some research online, finding all the different collars that she would wear, and piping those basically onto cookies. So each dozen that was ordered was unique, kind of spur of the moment, whatever collar was in my head. And what we did with that as well, in addition, was actually donate $5 from every dozen that was sold to Miss Foundation for Women. And they kind of work to support women running for office and women looking to kind of step into the political field, supporting also in particular women of color, which I thought was also important. So sometimes we do like to do that at Tint as well, where we take a cause that might be relevant to the moment in particular and use the sale of some cookies to donate to that as well. So after the California wildfires, for example, that were raging last year, so many families were displaced. So likewise, we took our salted caramel, which was a fan favorite, and used that. The sale from that, every dozen, $5 was donated to Global Giving's California Wildfire Relief Fund. So we're definitely always looking to give back to our community in any way that we can.
Alina, this is really impressive. And when we come back from the break, we're going to actually talk about some of the other things that you're involved with for the community. But before we go to break, just briefly, what does ZIMT mean, ZIMT?
Sure. That's definitely a key question. Thank you. So ZIMT actually means cinnamon in German. So that is my all-time favorite spice. You can ask anybody. I put it on anything and everything. So definitely a unique and, definitely a good name for for my bakery.
I would agree. Don't go anywhere. We need to take our top of the hour break. We are talking with Alina Tompert, her craft bakery that does German-style cookies from old-world recipes is the ZIMT Bakery that is in Long Beach. It exists virtually, so when we come back, we'll tell you about how you can be able to order these wonderful cookies. And I have put my money where my mouth is. I've sampled everything and really endorse and appreciate what Alina is doing. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.